Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Barbara Starflower, and I'd like to welcome you into our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, where we share information and inspirations, as well as tips and techniques for helping you be the architect of your own healing and transformation. And it seems we are happiest when we are most free, when we author our own destiny. So as always, the intent on this program is only to offer information of a general nature. So nothing herein should be taken as medical, nor as personal advice, nor as a diagnosis or prescription in any form. You are eternally encouraged and supported in making the autonomous and self-directed choices that are best suited to you in your quest for well-being. Okay, so let's get right into some sacred healing information. And today, I will be talking about restoring faith. And I hope it's clear that I genuinely want to help and in support of wanting to help in the best way I can, I want to share with everyone that each month I wait for higher inspiration as to what topic to share on the upcoming show, and I often receive an overall inspiration a little while in advance, a topic for the show. Then more specific inspirations and examples flow in, and many of these I make a note of so I don't forget them. And I do like to create, when I can, a general outline of what I want to cover. I do like to create an outline for each show because I know me, and sometimes when talking about certain subjects, whether that be related to natural health, physical or non-physical, or the incredible brilliance and potential of people and animals and plants and so on, or the glory of nature, or the magnificence of the sacred energies that abound, I can get quite excited, and I could get on a roll sharing so many different ideas, perhaps taking me a bit off track of my original topic. So when I create at least a general outline and I keep it here with me as I'm talking, it reminds me that, okay, I need to stay somewhat on track here so I can cover as much on topic as possible. And I like to offer, when I can, an assortment of different ideas and tips to honor the diversity of listeners we have and what might best resonate with each of us. You know, we all have different paths and experiences, and we will each tend to resonate with different things. So when the inspiration came in for the topic of this show, Restoring Faith, I did wonder, should I talk about faith again? I mean, I had touched on faith and hope a few times over the many episodes just in the last year, whether shows on healing, both physical and non-physical, or shows on the possibilities that anything is truly possible. And I wondered, is that how I can best be of service, to talk a bit more about restoring faith? But my commitment and my prayer is to do the best I can to be of service here, and so I do trust the inspirations that come in, and the topic of restoring faith came in pretty clearly. So faith, it's a common word, but sometimes it can be a far-reaching endeavor, an endeavor that can feel to be such a stretch sometimes, depending on what we're going through or what we're facing. As we generally and on the whole live in a time of, well, some strife, we are in a time of great transitions where we might need to process through long buried or unaddressed things, or where shakeups can be necessary to pave the way for better things. And that reminds me of people telling stories of remodeling their homes. Let's just talk about remodeling their bathroom, let's say, you know, replacing the fixtures, replacing the old toilet, the commode, perhaps replacing a leaky shower or a sink, and sometimes needing to replace some flooring and even subfloor to maybe remediate any potential damage from leaks, and while it can feel very disruptive to have your bathroom going through, you know, to be remodeling your bathroom, to have it out of commission and under repair, once it gets fixed and updated, it's so great. You know, we're so grateful to have the bathroom back and in a better way, right? And it seems that we go through that metaphorically, oftentimes, in smaller and larger ways, where things kind of need to be taken apart to be repaired, sometimes personally, sometimes at a society level, even systemic things, and especially at these times. Things can feel shaky and unsettling, but just like a bathroom remodel, the changes we go through allow for improvement, and they can certainly feel disruptive. It can feel even scary, some of the things we go through. And as always, we're never denying our true feelings here, but we are seeking self-mastery as we gain hold of our true power and our abilities. So could we instead look at some of the changes we experience, the downtimes we might experience, as rather than catastrophes, depending, of course, on what they are, could we instead look at some, at least, as inconveniences? That is certainly a gentler feeling, inconvenience compared to disruption or catastrophe. And these are not just words. This is far more than symbolic. We can feel the difference between what considering something a catastrophe feels like compared to considering it an inconvenience. And this is important, as our thoughts and our energy carry resonance and magnetism. Inconvenience connotes that what we're going through is temporary. Our thoughts are so powerful. Our resonance is so powerful. And how we consider things, how we look at things, is really important to the process and to the outcome. We live in a grand time of change. But also, fortunately, we live in a time of great love and increasing light. I can sense the frequency rising across the world. I have seen the evidence. I can sense the light increasing and the love expanding. And when we have challenges arise, things that perhaps could shake our faith, we could resort to living in a pessimistic way and stream gloomy thoughts into our world with abandon. It is each our own individual choice, and we can do whatever we wish. Or we can, if we choose, remember that it is just as likely that when we are challenged by things, when we are facing strife, that things can go wonderfully well. There is equal opportunity for things to go amazingly well as they can go any other way, so why not choose to believe in positive change? It does not matter so much what happened yesterday. All that matters is where we go from here. Anything is truly possible. Anything is possible, including extraordinary turnarounds in health. A few months ago on this program, I shared just a few examples of wondrous and wonderful healings. And also possible are amazing turnarounds in finances and living conditions. They happen all the time. And perhaps we've all heard of people just suddenly laying down their weaponry, whether literal or metaphoric, and walking away from conflict and choosing to work together. These wonderful things do happen all the time. We just don't hear about them often enough. Fortunately, there are those seeking the truth, the good examples, and sharing them with others. And once more, it's not about burying our head in the sand. There are indeed challenges, but how about a little bit of balance when these things are reported? At least reporting equally on the good things that happen, which I contend there are actually far more good things happening than not. And I do not say this lightly, that I can indeed sense the light increasing across the world. It is happening. And I'm not necessarily saying that there will be, as of today, no more challenges. What I do believe, though, is that we are better positioned, more than ever before, to face challenges with the knowing that we can overcome them in the highest way, and with the desire to do so in the highest and best way. I believe many chose to come here at this time, so when things get tough, I remind myself, I chose to come here. I chose to step into this arena, and I believe so many did as well. We realize the incredible power and specialness of this time, I believe, the opportunities present in this time to really make progress, not only to heal things within ourselves, but also perhaps to heal things for our family lines and our ancestors, and perhaps even further, and to participate, many of us, in the rebuilding and transforming, in the upgrade and renewal and elevation of shared processes and systems and organizations and structures. And so many people are doing just that, working towards specific improvement in processes and systems and organizations and structures. And many are directly involved and aware, and some are not fully clear on the contributions they make. And when I say that some are not clear on their contributions, I say that in gratitude and in support and encouragement, meaning so many people do wonderfully important things all the time that contribute to the greater good. They just do not give themselves credit for it, nor do they really focus on it. They modestly do not give credence to it. It's just part of who they are. To be kind to others, to show others respect, can go such a long way towards helping others. Or being naturally generous, and there are many fantastic ways to extend generosity, certainly monetarily or contributions of various sorts, yes, and thank you to those that contribute in that way. And generosity can also include generosity of time, or of knowledge and experience and so on. And even being generous in extending positive anticipations of another. See, I know I've talked about this before, that when we expect someone to, I'll just say it this way to keep it light, when we expect someone to misbehave in some way, we expect them to react or interact poorly, we entangle them and us in that energy, and it can have an effect on the outcome. It certainly affects our mindset. When we, though, can see into another's potential, knowing that people can change for the better, they can surprise us. When we temper our attitude toward others, we offer them grace. What a wonderful thing to do. How magnanimous to give others the benefit of the doubt and to know there is good in them. And how often do we really get the chance to truly be magnanimous? Well, this is an opportunity. When we can see into another's potential, to see the light within them, that's one of the greatest gifts we can extend to one who is struggling in some way. And not considering them in pity, not as though we're better than them, not in an attempt to control and manipulate the outcome, just rooting for everybody and realizing that we each carry the light. We can be weavers of humanity. And in respect of everyone's sovereignty and the right to move at their own pace, and in recognition of the sacredness that we each hold inside, just seeing their light, or at least knowing it is there, and to be in positive anticipation that at some point all will be well, that all will evolve in the highest and best way. When we do that, we spread light and we empower others to find the good in themselves. What an incredible gift. We can have an enormous and positive impact on the direction of our future, just with our thoughts, just with our intent, just with a desire in our heart. And just as to face a conflict is to rob it of its consequences, when we have unconditional acceptance of others, not agreeing with everyone's actions, but just acceptance of others, we then move the energies toward resolution. And similarly, when we have unconditional acceptance of ourselves and what we face, we remove resistance and we open to triumph. Mercy includes forgiving ourselves and others and accessing the wisdom within us that recognizes the divine in all. Thank you, Diana, for those words. And as it relates to us especially, I just want to reinforce that denial of any aspect or function of ourselves, including a challenge in our bodies or in our lives, can lead to what we call dissociation. And a key to resolution, though, is to bring understanding and to bring light and love to bear. Light and love, I've said this before, outrank strife and disease. Light and love outrank conflict and hostilities. So we can choose, if we wish, to invoke our very powerful will to anticipate good things in us and around us, and to partner with that which is sacred and achieve so much more than perhaps we once thought possible, individually and collectively. And faith is powerful. And if faith feels a step just too far, then hope can be our bridge to faith. And they may seem the same, They may seem like the same thing, hope and faith, but I look at faith as being rooted in certainty, rooted in trust, a knowing deep in our heart, grounded in the reality of that which we know to be true, that anything is possible. It's as though we have a remembrance of the true possibilities. Faith can encompass a sustained and trusting state of being. And then there's hope. And hope, to me, is more of a wish or a desire, a looking forward to rewriting the future in a better way. And hope is also powerful. Hope is a light that can open up a path to betterment. Hope alone is a welcoming of sacred assistance, while faith is a direct call to sacred energies for assistance. Faith is that knowing grounded in what we somehow know to be a reality, that anything is possible. It is our conviction, our firm and deep belief, our confidence and our surety that knows that all is possible. And in that surety, it is our appreciation in advance of improvement. Faith represents the path itself to betterment. And with faith, indeed, all things are possible. Faith is an incredibly powerful prayer without having to say a word. And faith, with our gratitude in advance, is a sacred secret for manifestation. And we can see it, we can visualize the best outcome, we can feel it, and it comes. When we have true faith in something that is in our highest good and the highest good of all, I believe it has no choice but to come. Now, there is the matter of divine timing, but I also believe we are in a time of accelerated timing. And things, wonderful things, are happening more and more at accelerated paces. I believe this is one of those reasons why so many of us clamored to come here at this exact time. And I know, sometimes or on some days we might feel, ugh, what have I done? Did I really choose to come here? I think then, if we want, we can give ourselves credit for our higher aspects, that part of ourselves that is resilient and strong and light, and call that light in to flow into our everyday existence, to enrich our lives, and when needed, to give us a little boost, a little courage, a little pep talk of energy that we can do this, and we can do this well. And once more, if faith feels too far a stretch, if we can just make our way to hope, we can build a bridge to take us even farther. And we may be called on at times to whisper the marvel of hope to others. And in this way, we can be a quiet hero. So, whatever it is we have a concern for, when we can shift into feeling relief, or better, feeling elation even, for that which we were hoping for, feeling it as already in the present, that creates a powerful and comprehensive resonance that sets beneficial changes into motion. And if we drop into doubt, that just delays our outcome, and we do not need to be too hard on ourselves. Doubt happens, but beneficial outcomes can be delayed indefinitely. So if we can make our way into hope, and even better to faith, we can start to experience the beneficial outcomes more and more frequently as we, I'll say, reclaim a key aspect of our incredible power. So once more, appreciation and gratitude in advance, knowing that what we want will come, represent a sacred healing secret. And it's not so much of a mind thing. Rather, when we know in the truth of our heart that what we seek is possible, that anything is possible, and then put ourselves in the space of feeling the improvement, living the improvement, the healing has then begun. To me, it has no choice. And it can take discipline and will. But through self-discipline comes our freedom. As we become more proficient at this and remain in alignment with our higher aspects, we reclaim incredible power. And this is all free. It does not cost anything to practice this, to become a self-master of this. When we live our higher aspects, partner with benevolent, often unseen forces, we see the possibilities, we see the power of our source, and we realize we carry that within us. And we carry the ability to call on more at all times. We stream in the light and the love of that which is sacred, and we thrive. And still, it can be common to waver sometimes as we're in the process of recalling our true nature. So how can we restore unwavering faith and live in hope? It helps to decide if we wish to that anything is possible. And as we remember that anything is indeed possible, we allow ourselves to return to our more natural state of being. We are in our own self-authority. We can choose to align to peace and to trust regardless of what appears to be happening around us. We can decide to welcome and align to faith as our resonance. So what can help this process along? Well, let's pick this up after the break. Please do join us after this quick break.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advanced information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website. BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back. I'm Barbara Starflower, and today we've been talking about restoring faith. And prior to the break, we were talking about what can help this process along of restoring faith, and we could start by noticing all those things that are going well in our lives. And sometimes if things get really tough, we might need to go back to basics, such as, well, how about the sun rising and setting every day? Seriously, the sunrise and set is essential to life here, and we just never doubt our sunrise and sunset, right? Why? Because we have unwavering faith. And the light of the sun can be analogous to sacred light. The sun is always there, whether we can see it or not, and proof that every new day. And we could take more notice during sunsets if we want, something like, oh, in your own words, but thank you, dear sun, I'm so glad to know I will see you tomorrow. A practice such as this can help us tap into where we, other areas where we have true faith, and can help reawaken some of our true and deep memories that there are things that are always there for us. And realizing that we do have faith in certain areas of our lives can help us tap back into some of those other deep reservoirs of faith. And what else do we have unwavering faith in? Well, I've talked about the body before. I've certainly taught about it for many decades. You might know that countless numbers of our cells die each day, and that's part of a normal and healthy process of regeneration. Some of our cells are designed to live only a few days, some a few months, etc. And there are really a variety of natural regenerative time sequences in our bodies. And we do not need to worry about those cells that die naturally because we generate new ones. And all of them in the proper place of the proper type, and our body continues on masterfully coordinating this process. We don't need to even think about it. And we have faith in it. It just happens, and it's pretty cool. And then there are times when we get a scratch or a cut, and what happens? Well, it heals. And I've encouraged with this example before. We may think that's no big deal. Well, it is and it isn't. It is a big deal when we get a scratch, because when we do that, just even a minor scratch, that could be tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of cells or more that are now unusable and need to be removed and replaced. And there are different skin cells that need to be arranged and accounted for, and different layers of cells in the skin that need to be accounted for and restored, and our immune system jumps in, and we do not need to direct that process. We do not need to consciously organize the multiple systems of our body working together to handle the challenge. We do not need to be the conscious conductor of this. We do not need to consciously involve ourselves. We can just be the grateful recipient of this marvelous healing. And what I think is especially neat about a scratch or a cut on the skin is that we can watch it happen. Well, at least watch the progress. And we can be reminded once again that for the great majority of us, our body does this naturally. And so hopefully that's another example of faith we have. And when it comes to our health, perhaps conditions that are more complex, I've talked this through across several episodes, several of which you can find under this show's archives on healthylife.net if you want to. So no need to repeat too much here, but still I'd like to encourage once more that it might help to remember that we are vibratory beings. Everything's a frequency, and frequencies can change. It does not matter so much what's occurred up to this point. We can turn anything around. Whatever we're dealing with was born of the way we used to be, and we can change. And as we change our way of being, we change, and our environment can change. We and our situations are fairly fluid, really. Even the most seemingly solid aspect of ourselves, our bodies, is comprised of vibrating atoms, and those atoms are mostly made of space. So we are mostly made of space. We are more space, actually, than we are matter. And this realization perhaps can help us to rise above what we once believed to be so solid or so entrenched or so unchangeable within us. And when we consider the spatial aspects of ourselves, the more we entertain fluidity, and we better allow for transmutation and change. So what we once believed to be unyielding or unchangeable, we can, under grace, attend to that through our vibration, knowing that frequencies can change. Frequencies change all the time. As we change our mind, as we change our beliefs, as we change our frequencies, those change matter. I mean, research has shown time and again, for example, that where our mind goes, our body follows. And I'm going to look at my notes here. I wrote down a quote I'm going to read here. At the heart of every condition is a vibrational pattern, and a rather minor tweaking of vibrational patterning, sort of like the hub of a wheel, can affect tremendously out there on the periphery of the big wheel. A little bit of tweaking on the emotion can make a big difference in the way the physical manifestation occurs. And that's a quote by Esther Hicks. I wonder how many people have left their jobs, for example, jobs that did not satisfy their hearts, only to watch many of their aches and pains, or worse, go away. Or how many have left relationships they knew were not right, and watched much of their tension melt away and their energy and vigor for life be restored. And as always, I'm not advising anyone here in any way, as we each know what's best for us respectively. And as it relates to restoring our best health, we have the ability to tap into and align with our optimal health blueprint. We can feel into it, and as we resonate with it, it becomes more present. And we are infused with light, and we can gift any part of our body if we are struggling, or we can gift our entire body the gift of our light. What about beyond health? Well, what about a drop in finances or a loss of something material? Well, in that case, we can take heart and remember that if we once had it, we were in resonance with it in order to have had it in the first place. And we have the ability to realign to a previous flourishing resonance, or to one even better, to restore something or create something even better. Let us please not underestimate ourselves. And appreciation and gratefulness really are doors to hope and faith. Every morning I'm grateful for my roof and my bed and the water I start my day with, and my ability to think and to reason to feel and the magnificent beings around me and on and on. And this all contributes to a resonance of anticipation of more good. And if we struggle sometimes to find things to appreciate, we could again consider what we take for granted, because once more, the things that we've taken for granted are usually those things we have favored. Whether that's our ability to hear or to taste or the sun or the earth and so on. So when we acknowledge those things that we do have faith in, we can help fortify our faith across the board, including our fundamental or foundational faith, that faith between ourselves and our higher aspects. So as we continue to restore our faith, if along the way we identify a frequency, whatever it is, that we do not wish to align to, we can stop investing in it and supporting it, and we can realign to something better. And once more, I am not denying the struggles. I'm aware of the challenges, and I too have gone through a lot. But a key, I believe, remains not in spotlighting and drawing attention to and investing in what we do not want, rather to focus on what we do want. Understand the challenge. We are in this together. And I coach myself regularly to focus on what I want. To focus on what I want. To focus on what I want. Never to succumb, but to transcend. And I focus on lifting my awareness to the highest level possible, to look at things from the perspective of a spiritual being, to raise my viewpoint. And the higher I can raise my viewpoint and outlook, the smaller the problem becomes. And let's put in another quick break, but we'll be right back to talk more about restoring faith, and we'll give some more examples and inspirations as well as physical therapeutics that might be able to assist us. Please do join us after this quick break.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, health for a positive life. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, where today we've been talking about restoring faith. So, why do we need faith? Well, we're certainly faced with challenges at times, but I wonder, what is the key reason we are here is to transcend exactly what we're faced with, to prove to ourselves that it can be done, and maybe to demonstrate to others that it can be done. And there are different types of transcension, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I do wonder sometimes, how good can I be at this, with this? How good can I do here? And regarding challenges facing others, I know it can be so tough to watch others go through challenges. When others are in challenging situations, stuck in quicksand, if you will, perhaps a good way we can help is to, with compassion for all involved and in our wisdom, to stay in our hearts, yet stay back from the edge of the pit a bit, to stay in a secure place where we can throw in some ropes, if we can, to help them climb out, or at least we can keep our own lights bright so those in a pit can see and find their own way out. So, to stay in our hearts and maintain our desire for an end to suffering for all, the potential is there. And we do not need to chastise ourselves when we get caught up in things. That's natural sometimes. Just when we realize we got caught up, we can just change our mind in any moment. We can change our outlook and intent at any time. And what if part of our mission is to express and demonstrate our higher wisdom and higher outlook in the face of challenging circumstances, to model that for others, and to express and demonstrate understanding and kindness? Our resonance and our magnetism are so very powerful, and whether we are desiring improvement for ourselves or for others, it is no matter really that others may believe something cannot or is unlikely to occur. What matters is what we believe. How wonderful to experience that these things, whatever they are, including miraculous healings, or turning around and improving living conditions, or turning around and improving the environment, or reestablishing better systems for all, are possible. Our soul knows this is possible. So if there is something that's going on that gives us concern, and I've talked about this before, we can choose to conform or to transform. And conforming essentially means that we've given in to what concerns us, we agree to the form it has taken, and we live accordingly. And when we do that, we are then essentially governed by that which concerns us, and it can increase in gravity. Conforming can be accompanied by a consciousness and an outlook of resignation and of despondency, and that is not what I believe our soul agrees to. Conformity to unwelcome things is not what I believe our soul resonates with. If we, though, can allow for the possibility of change, if we can leave an opening for the possibility of change, and we can still make that choice now, regardless of what has occurred up to this point, we can create an opening for transformation. And to transform means we change what is there for the better. Remember that so many things were once thought not to be possible, but people are healing, including wondrous and once believed to be unimaginable healings, and people are succeeding, and people are turning all manner of things around. Our soul or higher being knows that anything is possible. From our vantage point here on Earth, if we can just allow ourselves to be curious as to the possibilities, we open ourselves to opportunities. And I know it can be challenging. We can always ask, Spirit, help me to boost my faith. Help me to remember who I truly am and what is possible. For our own healing, our transcendence, for positive change, we can be our own rescuers, meaning we decide that we can improve or our situations can improve. And when we align with that and that becomes our call, our frequency, the assistance comes. Often just our true belief is enough to get the ball rolling. We are the alchemists of our own life. We are able to transform challenges into blessings. The empowerment and the elation we feel when we co-create our well-being is unmatched, and it can be gleefully addicting in a good way. And we are not alone. The finest teacher and ally we could ever possibly ask for is always with us. Our higher aspect never leaves us. When we say something we do not like, there's no need to deny it, but neither do we need to invest in it. Rather, we can attend to it as a worthy being, a being in authority with an even more powerful partner that knows that anything is possible. So often, our challenges are opportunities for transformation. Our challenges are opportunities to recreate at a higher level, to higher possibilities, and to know ourselves in a new and better way, living as a higher consciousness. And a key to restoring faith is acceptance of possibilities. Acceptance of possibilities can reset us on the path of faith. Another key, I believe, is non-striving. In other words, it helps when we can relax and allow the good to flow into our lives. And here I am not saying we should not pursue things with enthusiasm, because in fact when we're on a good path, our energy naturally increases. But that is much different from striving, which is actually a form of struggle. There is a big difference between eager anticipation and aspiration and single-pointed desperation or urgency toward a restricted outcome. See, if we are narrowly focused and try to force only one outcome, thinking there's only one solution that can satisfy a need, we could potentially block options that might be even better. If we can, though, release desperation and be open and flexible, the outcome could far exceed even what we could have imagined. And are there physical things we can employ, things that we can use to help boost our faith as we are realigning with our deepest knowing that anything is indeed possible? Yes. Remembering first that we are infused with light, and we can send light to any part of our body or to our entire body, or we can send light to our situations or to our relationships, and we can see the light in others. In that knowing, let's go through some physical assistance now. And first is aromatherapy. The aromatherapy oils of frankincense and myrrh can be incredibly helpful. There are compounds within them that can help reawaken the deepest remembering of our souls, bringing those back into our awareness. Our deepest remembering of the sacred possibilities, a restoring of our deepest and true knowings, a centering and aligning of us once again with that which is most sacred within us. The recollection of the glory of divinity of which we are all a part of and is a part of us, and this is not about religion, this transcends it, is our own deep connection with that which is most sacred, reflecting how we each define it. That core, that source, that original omega of creative energies that can rearrange things at the atomic and unseen levels to change an outcome. Frankincense and myrrh are very special aromas in helping us tap back into the sacredness and to the possibilities. And I want to encourage as always that we each choose in every circumstance what is best for us. For example, whether or not frankincense and myrrh are appropriate for you. And before we get into more aromas, let's take a quick break. But we'll be right back to talk through more opportunities here on Restoring Faith. Please do join us after this quick break.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advance information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, BarbaraStarflower.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. Today we've been talking about restoring faith. And prior to the break, I mentioned frankincense and myrrh as being quite helpful, and I want to encourage once more that we each choose in every circumstance what is best for us, including checking as to whether any therapeutic option, whether aromatherapy, as I'm talking about here, or anything else we talk about here or comes up anywhere, seems right for you. Okay, so on to another wonderful aroma, and this one is not really talked about much, and I'm not sure why, given how helpful it can be, and it is spikenard. And I've mentioned it before in a previous episode or two. It's been a few months. So spikenard is Nardostachys adamantii, and the aroma is obtained from the rhizome and the roots of the plant. And spikenard has a very, I'll describe it as a warm, earthy, almost peaty aroma. And spikenard can be very soothing, settling tension, and it very much can support restoring our faith and our deep peace, helping to reinstate our devotion to our path. It can really foster a sense of stability and increased faith. I love spikenard. And then there's pine, both as aromatherapy and as a flower essence. Now, pine, well, it might surprise some that I included here on our show about restoring faith, because we often think of pine as being especially good for helping us unravel any negative thoughts we have of ourselves and in replacing guilt with self-acceptance and helping us restore our true self-worth, and this is blessedly true. The reason, though, I include pine as an important aroma and flower essence for helping reinstate our faith is, while we're here on Earth, it can be easy for us to forget who we truly are. We can forget our magnificence. We can lose our poise sometimes because this and that happens, and we react as humans, and we just forget our true splendor. Well, pine can help us find our true selves again. And as we do that, our memories of sacred possibilities and of true potential and of all that is truly possible can begin to return. And we also often talk about pine as being helpful in helping us to ward off others' unhelpful energies or unhelpful beliefs. And that is in part, indeed, because we return to our true selves. And we can more easily recognize that unhelpful beliefs are, well, they're unhelpful. We no longer need to take those on and participate them. And while I think about pine here, because she is so special, truly all evergreens are magnificent helpers to us, helping us remember truth in all its forms, including limitless possibilities. For example, cypress, such as that would be Cupressus sempervirens, also as aromatherapy, or just being in the midst of cypress trees can support renewed optimism. Really, cypress is about bringing to light fears that can block positive change, and it can really be life-changing, supporting transformation and renewal. So let's go on to another one. I'll tell you what, let's switch to herbs. And, well, let me combine. Let me talk about chamomile. It's an herb, and it's an aroma. And chamomile can be very helpful in fostering ease and acceptance, as in allowing the good to unfold in the highest way. And let's see, if we need a little courage as a bridge to hope and faith, then the herb thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, can help boost our courage and our spiritual courage and energy toward a sense of direction and action. And that can be used as aromatherapy. Of course, we can cook with it. We can make a tea. That's always up to you. And then there's flower essences that can help in boosting our faith. And flower essences are different than aromatherapy. I've talked about this before. Aromatherapy is working with the scent of a plant. Flower essences represent the etheric imprint or the energetic essence of a plant. And that etheric essence is naturally captured, actually, in the dew of the flower or a plant or a tree. And long ago, that's what was done. The dew was captured. And, well, actually, in traditional methods, that's still sometimes done. Sometimes I like to do that. But flower essences can also be made, and that's the more common method now, where we take flowers, place them in a bowl of purified water, and place them in the sun or the moon, and allow the consecrated energies of those celestial bodies to imprint the etheric essence of the flowers into the water. And then after a time, what remains in the water then is called a flower essence. No scent, just a magical and delightful etheric imprint of the flowers. And so the resulting flower essences can then be added to drinking water. Usually just a few drops are added to water in a spray bottle and sprayed lightly onto our skin or misted into our aura or added to bath water. There's different options. So flower essences are highly diluted preparations and are therefore quite also different from herbal tinctures. And if you're new to flower essences, I would like to gently encourage, only if you wish to, it's totally up to you, to give them a try. Flower essences can be some of the most impactful natural therapeutics available. They can be remarkably helpful in helping us move forward in many respects. They're easy to use, they're relatively inexpensive, they tend not to interfere with other therapies, and they work on the underlying causes of imbalances and help us return to the higher being we truly are. And the vibrational qualities of flower essences can act as catalysts to bring our energies back into balance with our own original optimal blueprint. And they can, amplify the higher energetic systems that connect us to our higher self. And as we return to our more natural selves, understanding and wise and peaceful, how we react to challenges and changes, we tend to do so with more insights and awarenesses, and our ability to work through obstacles strengthens and to maintain our faith strengthens. Okay, so there are several flower essences that can assist us in finding and restoring faith. One of the top ones, I would say, is sweet chestnut, and that's Castanea sativa. Sweet chestnut can be very helpful when we have lost faith and we just don't know what to do, and it can help us replace feelings of hopelessness and hopelessness with hopefulness and optimism and a sense of divine connection and peace of mind. And then there's gentian, G-E-N-T-I-A-N, and gentian can help us cope with discouragement and with setbacks and boost our faith and our conviction that difficulties can be overcome. And if we experience a change or a challenge that's quite sudden, a shock to our system that shakes our faith, then Star of Bethlehem can be a good place to start. And that's, Ornithogalum umbellatum, I believe. And rock rose is another helpful flower essence in emergency-type situations. That's helianthemum, nemalarium, to my memory. Or if we're facing a change or challenge that seems quite severe, then mustard can help lift us from despair. And gorse of the Ulex genus can help us transcend hopelessness and instill a sense of hope and faith, encouraging us to look for the light at the end of the tunnel. And there are other flower essences that can be very helpful. Dahlia, elm, wild rose, beech, rhododendron, poinsettia. There's many foods that can be helpful, truly. Oranges, raspberries, strawberries, apricots, rose hips are magnificent, pears, cherries, Jerusalem artichokes or sunchokes, many others. And there are specific nutrients that can be helpful, more herbs, colors can be very helpful, white is a key. But we need to take another quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us for some important sentiments after this quick break.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere. Or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back. Today we've been talking about restoring faith and a loving reminder, if I may, that once we agree that good things can happen, we initiate openness and ignite a flame towards freedom. We are in our own authority to look for and anticipate positive change. And when we know the potential for good is there, we realize that where there is potential, there is possibility. And possibility means it can be. Indeed, with faith, all things are possible. We are allowed to transform and we are allowed to thrive. So, thank you for joining us today, and please do join us on the next episode of Secrets of Sacred Healing, which airs the third Wednesday of each month, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. I wish you joy and continued blessings in the restoration of your highest nature and on your journey of exceptional well-being.